Florida Republican Congressman Porter Goss is chairman of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, and he joins us from his office on Capitol Hill. Welcome to the program, Congressman.
Thank you very much.
If the United States government had, in fact, long ago created a cabinet-level director of national intelligence, as Senator Graham said, an admiral of the fleet for intelligence, what actually might have been done differently to avert the attacks of September 11th?
Well, it's hard to know for sure, but in ideal hindsight, some of the problems that we found in our review might well have been attended to much earlier and therefore given us a stronger capability and a better early warning system for this new threat that is international terrorism. I'm not saying that would have happened. There are some who say it could have happened had we had a different approach, because one of the tensions that exists in the intelligence community is the tension between what we call the national customer, that is the policymakers and so forth, versus the Defense Department needs for what we will call force protection intelligence for our military services when they are in harm's way or in hot conflict type situations. And the balance of assets and resources that has gone into that tension over the years has been skewed toward the military, in many people's opinion, because it is the Secretary of Defense who has the money, even though it is the Director of Central Intelligence who has the accountability for all intelligence. And many think that CIA is the only agency in the intelligence community. Actually, there are about 14 or 15 agencies or components of the intelligence community, and they are not coordinated as well as they could be, and that is why Senator Graham spoke of a director of national intelligence who would pull together in a common language with common communication and so forth a better cohesive efficiency among those elements, because they clearly were broken down, which was part of the reason 9/11 happened to us.
Part of the reason. I wonder, though, Senator Shelby seems to think part of the reason was the way some individuals, at least, were doing their jobs. To your knowledge, has anyone in any federal agency been dismissed, demoted, transferred because of what they did or didn't do prior to September 11th?
I personally know of nothing that should identify an individual based on any testimony or hearing we had and say this individual did something right or this individual did something wrong. I mean,
somebody, there is one state appointee. He was in charge of security for Logan Airport in Boston. He was demoted. But generally, didn't you folks sort of beg the question here by setting out by saying, we're not going to look at any individuals who might have not done their job well. We're just going to address systemic issues.
No, I don't think we begged our responsibility at all. I think what we said is where those failures exist, that will be the responsibility of the agencies, now that we've pointed out these weaknesses, to go back and review those matters. They have IGs, they have normal personnel procedures, they have accountability procedures, and they differ from agency to agency, but they certainly should be brought to bear. And incidentally, this is not just in the intelligence community. You've mentioned Logan Airport. That is well outside the scope of anything we did, because we did intelligence communities, and Logan Airport is not an intelligence component.
No, I understand, but it seems as though We to some degree, as a people, regard September 11th as an intelligence failure, but it's been concluded that the failure must have been systemic and that everybody was doing a fine job. Meanwhile, there was the story of the Moussaoui case, with people in the FBI saying, look into what this guy is saying, and being ignored by Washington.
I would agree that that is a case that the authorities in power in the FBI and should take a look and see if their accountability and inspector general programs are working sufficiently, and if they weigh all of the aspects of that and come up with the right decision. I'm sure there'll be congressional oversight to see if they do come up with the right decision, but we have not tried to make that adjudication. We have merely said there were problems, there were missed opportunities. It's up to you to go back and see if these warrant personnel action.
Congressman Goss, thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Porter Goss, Republican of Florida and chairman of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence.